Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting on November the 21st.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting on November the 21st. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the finding of the facts of our October the 17th meeting. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the finding of the facts of our October the 17th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken, and please also consider that those items will come up after the new public hearings, which may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
10901, Don A. Shutt, north of Road 312, River Road, west of Road 311, Chief Road. A special use exception to replace a manufactured home and a variance from the front yard, rear yard, and side yard setback requirement.
Come up here first, please.
Yes.
You going to speak, sir?
Here for support, or
you may be called upon. Would you both give us your names and places of residence, please?
My name is Dawn Ann Shutt. I live at 1152 Merrill Street, Reading, Pennsylvania, 19604.
Sir?
Gil Alexander Fleming, 13 Record Drive, Hoboken, Delaware.
Okay, and they both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for the variance this evening?
We would like to replace our mobile home at 32197 River Road.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be replacing it with a
similar trailer.
Similar trailer?
Yes.
Okay.
And what year is a trailer?
Mobile home.
What year?
What year is the one we have now?
Are you going to put back in a new one?
A new one, yes.
All right, brand new. Oh, okay.
Right, brand new, okay. And the size of this one is?
It's 46 feet, is that correct? 46 feet is what we have now and is what is going in now.
It's the same?
It's the same. It's a little bit wider. I think it's 2 feet wider.
Okay.
But the same length.
Same length?
Yes, it is.
You should have a copy of the site plan, I believe it's showing 46.2. Almost going in the exact same envelope.
Both of the surveys that we have in the package, or at least that I have, say existing mobile home on it.
Yeah.
It's because this is it's showing this one actually lying on top of the existing home. The larger rectangle, which would be protruding forward into the deck and screen area, screen porch area, would be the new home, 13.8 wide.
This is the... So the existing home was 46.2 by 13, and the new one is 45 by 16.
45.3
by 16. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so that is a difference. All right.
So the variances being sought tonight are exactly the same as the ones that exist or should exist for the existing dwelling?
It's 2 feet wider. This is not good.
It's wider, which brings it towards the triangular part of the lot. It's going to bring it closer to the sidelines by 0.7 on the left-hand side.
Okay.
0.5 on the other side. So it'll be coming slightly forward, therefore making that closer to the sidelines. There now, the current home is 6.7 off the right and 3.7 off the left. And the new one will be 6.0 and 3.2.
And can you describe for the board how this meets the code? How it justifies a variance or variances?
I'm not sure what you mean, sir. How it justifies it.
Our code requires that you prove certain factors in order to prove your entitlement to variances. Are you aware of what those standards are?
I am not, sir.
At the end of your application, you had a paper that was given to you for like the standard for read-through.
Yes, that's correct.
That's what. If you could explain those, ma'am, your reasons then.
The reason for the new one, that we want a new trailer in there, is that what you want, sir?
Yes, ma'am. And it also helps the board understand, like, your variances that you're requesting.
Okay.
Can you explain to us through those as to why?
All right, the reason that we would like to replace the trailer is the fact that there's so much repairs that need to be done that it's almost impossible to fix it at this point. And that's the reason.
But do you have a copy that you submitted?
I don't have a copy with me. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Shutt, you have it. I have it with the application that you filled out.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. There you go.
Okay.
The uniqueness of the lot.
Yes, sir.
And the building envelope.
That's the first one. Yes, sir.
Yes.
But explain what's unique about the property. Don't just tell us it's unique. Okay. Tell us what is unique about it.
Because it's a triangle, sir, rather than a square or not, you know.
Like narrow or the shallowness of the lot, something like that.
It is. It's very, it's a small lot,
okay.
You know. And there's not much you can put on there, I don't think, besides replacement at this point.
How long has the existing home been there?
It's been there about 22 years, I believe.
22 years?
Yes.
All right, next one.
Okay, line by line.
You're
Oh, you want, okay. The building and land size is the reason that we are seeking the variance. I mean, like I said before, it's a very small lot, and we've had a tough time trying to find something that would fit on.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness we did, because I don't know how else we would, what else we would do, really.
Right.
As you can see, the building restricting line is just a little triangle inside this
Yes.
lot. So mm-hmm. it's not, it doesn't leave a lot of space.
The variance is necessary to use the property. Mm-hmm. No, we have not created the small lot that was sold to my parents that way, and this is what we were left with.
Okay.
The variance will not alter, it will improve the appearance of the neighborhood. Thank you.
Okay.
It will not impair any properties. We are by a creek on the one side, and we have neighbors on the other side who are relatives, so I don't think it'll impair their property at all. So.
On both sides? You have family on both sides?
No.
Just one side?
Just one side.
Okay.
The creek in between us and the other property. And it will not be a detriment to the public welfare.
Okay.
I believe that the variance is the least. What we've done is try to find a trailer or a mobile home that will fit in the same spot as the one we have now. So I don't think it's
It's very.
Yes, we do need the variance. Necessary to afford relief. Yes, we do.
Okay.
And it is the least possible modification of the regulations that we could find, thanks to Gil.
For anything livable.
Yes,
livable.
Right, yes. It will not adversely affect my neighbors. In fact, they're pleased that we're trying to get the variance. Now, there's no real other requirements specific to this request.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes.
Okay.
The existing home has a deck and a screen porch. The new home, no deck, no porch?
Yes, there will be, but it'll be shorter. We're cutting down the deck and the screen porch because of the 2 feet. It'll be the same existing deck and porch there.
Okay.
That's correct.
And I don't see on the drawing... I don't see on your survey where it has those dimensions. Do you, are they going to meet the setbacks, or is there a variance that's going to be necessary?
On the deck and porch?
Yes.
Since they're pre-existing, would they be?
No.
No, sir.
We're not building onto those. We're simply.
It wouldn't be any closer.
Cutting those down.
In the corner of the house, which this is the front of 312.
Okay. Or will they meet
closer?
I was just going to say that it's number two. We just added that in there for the deck and existing deck and screen porch. 34 foot from the front.
Oh, okay.
You see, yeah.
The cleanup from what was already mm-hmm. there.
Yes.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One in the back.
One Running it back, two, okay, thank you. Is there anyone? Another one in the back, I'm sorry, three, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,901 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we take case number 10,901 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone, thank you.
You're